Good evening to you and welcome to The Social Impact on kwmedia.life. I'm Keenan Williams and I'm with you every weeknight at 9 p.m. South African Standard Time. You can connect with us on kwmedia.life or follow us on all forms of social media at KWM Socials. Now, President Cyril Ramaphosa authorized the release on parole of just under 19,000 prisoners as part of efforts to stop the spread of COVID-19 in prisons. We know now that this will be decided by parole boards and will only be eligible for low-risk offenders. It will also be done in phases, and the most vulnerable, such as those with underlying health problems and inmates over 60 years old and women with infants, will be prioritized. But what are your thoughts on this? Is this something you are for or are you against it? We would love to hear from you this evening via WhatsApp text or voice message. You can send us a message at +27 76 476 9277. Now, my guest for this evening is a local art teacher who has put his past behind him and uses his skill and love for children and the arts to help inspire and motivate young people to stay off the street and use their talents for the good. Mark Jenniker is an art teacher, but prior to that, he was involved in everything of the underworld, including his involvement with gangs, drug dealing, and he was also in prison for 5 years. But now he is a new man living a life of example to the young people he serves, motivates, and inspire. Mark, thanks so much for joining me tonight on The Social Impact. Tell me, you went from a drug dealer to an art teacher. What changed in your life to contribute to this turnaround in your life?
Well, when I came out of jail, everything just went wrong. Because, you know, in jail you learn lots of different things. You go to, from bad to worse. It's only if you don't allow the people to work with you. Like me, I've been like that. I just couldn't take whatever came to me in jail. So it made me very hard. And then I just joined the gangs, and when I came out of jail, I was even worse, you know. So it's really not easy to turn your life around, especially the way I was. Because when I came out of jail, I started to sell drugs. I got all my old friends back, and then everything just went down. First uphill, yes, yeah, with money. Your money start to grow when you sell the drugs and stuff, and if you are in the gang, and especially if you are one of the guys that's really standing out. So then I got married to this one woman, and then the two of us, we started to use drugs together, and then everything went down again. Because, you know, if you use drugs, then you won't have any money on you anymore. You don't realize it at first, but afterwards it will just happen. So I raised the grandchildren as my own, because I had them since baby. And then first the one boy, he died. He was in a car accident. And then as time went by, in a year's time, the other one, he lost his wife, his life. So he was kidnapped and murdered, brutally murdered. I raised them as God-fearing children. They were actually youth leaders in church, although I didn't go to church. And that is where I started to make a change in my life. That is when my eyes went open, and I could see that if I'm not really gonna listen to how God is talking to me, because I mean that is a very harsh way to talk, to take two of the kids. And then I just decided that I want to change my life. And I went to two rehabs, and both the rehabs, they couldn't work with me because I didn't allow them, you know. And then I came out of there, and the first thing I did, because I wanted to change my life, I went to church. And every time I got a craving, I went to some of my church people, fellow brothers and sisters, or maybe a priest, and I spoke to them and we will chat, liquor, nice. And then that craving went away. And that is how I really came about to change my life to where I am now. My transformation took place after my two kids that I raised, they died. So from that time until now, I've got only one way to go. That is to go to church and to go to work.
Sure. Mark, this is such a powerful yet heart-wrenching testimony. Talk to me about how your upbringing influenced where you turned up as a teen and later into your adult life as well.
Well, I grew up in Inova Park, and all these years, people know that Inova Park is a very dangerous area. Okay, that time there wasn't guns like it is today. It was still in the apartheid years and so on. So I grew up there, and I took the wrong choices. I chose to be with my friends, and then afterwards we became gangsters. And then we did all the wrong things in life that you can get, you know. Because it was the only thing that we could do as teens. Because I was still very young when I started with the gangsterism and stuff in Inova Park. And then my mother moved to Mitchell's Plain. And in Mitchell's Plain, that time there was not actually gangsters. It was a very nice place to live in. Not like today, you know. And because I came from Inova Park, I started here in Mitchell's Plain also with the same lifestyle. Until on a certain time in my life, I started to go to youth, and I actually wanted to change my life that time already. And then I went to youth and stuff, and then my two brothers that were in jail, they came out, and they were almost now my role models. And they showed me all the things in negative, the negative part of the life. And I followed them. And then we started to be gangsters here in Mitchell's Plain also. And that is actually, it's actually very sad if I think about it. Because we did a lot of nonsense here in this place. Which I, today when I think about it, if I can turn back the time, I would surely do it. Just to live a normal life the way I am now. But if I could turn the time back, it would be so nice, you know. There's a lot of things that I lost in life. But it's life. And it's all about the wrong choices.
It's so apt that you're speaking about turning back the hands of time. And that's what I spoke to someone about this past weekend. And this person said that we have all made mistakes. We have all failed. We have all let people and ourselves down. But we have made it. And we have made it stronger on the other side. And you too are now someone to look up to be able to have that change in the life of that gangster or that drug dealer or that ex-convict, because you too were in their shoes once upon a time. How does who you are now positively motivate youth at schools on the Cape Flats?
Well, at a certain time in my life, when the transformation came, and then when I was busy in church and stuff, and then I started to art again, I went back to my old hobbies, and I came to the library in Mitchell's Plain Town Center, and then I started with the kids, because I could see there's a lot of kids that's just running around, and it's not all kids that want to read, so the kids started to enjoy themselves with me, with the artwork and so, until I went to one school here in Mitchell's Plain, Tafelsig, And the principal gave me an opportunity, so it was nice to be at the school, so I could see I'm starting to grow, you know. And when I came to Tafelsig Yellow Primary, the first day when I got there at Yellow Primary, the children would tell me about gangsterism, drugs, shootings, killings, robbing, all these negative things. And as time went by, and because I went to that school every day, and then I would tell the children, okay, when you art, I don't want any negative art things like knives, guns, drugs, and gangsterism and all that. And I started to motivate them. When I go today to that school, the children talk about art, because 2 years ago I got a Golden Award winner there for Western Province. And last year I got another Golden Award winner for Western Province. And one at another school here in Westridge, which is Westville Primary. So it showed me that I am doing the right thing, you know. And today I am not at Yellow Primary anymore. But I didn't leave them alone. I got the artist to be there at that school. So I am now currently at Westville Primary and at Portland's Primary. And every Friday then I'm at Perseverance, which is also a school that's in Tafelsig that need all this help that they could get. And even at Portland's Primary, if somebody can just build a huge hall there at Portland's Primary, it would be so fantastic, because that is what the children need and that is what I need to continue with what I am doing.
Mark, very quickly, you were involved in all the ugly things in life. You then were transformed. Did you not receive some bad criticism at first when you began teaching and getting into the role of interacting with young people?
You know, it is so amazing to see that I was now in the gangsterism and stuff, and yeah, I am now a child of the Lord. Usually people get very bad criticism, but I didn't get any of that, because I first started to go to church to accept the Lord as my personal Savior. And after that, then I started with the kids. So there was no, I don't know what happened, but there was actually none of that criticism, because all the people, even the people that I hurt the most, they all love me, you know. So I can't say that the people look at me with a bad eye, because they started to see that I am really trying my best to uplift this community and their children. So everything went smooth for me up till today, because it is also how you do it. If you go to church, you come out of the gangsterism and you go to church, people is watching you. The first wrong move that they're going to do, they're going to start pointing. If you're going to do something wrong, they're going to point at you, and that is when you will drop again. But I received none of that.
Lastly, Mark, what keeps you motivated?
The main thing that keeps me motivated is to see all these children in Mitchell's Plain, how they run to me whenever I get to a school or even in the library. The children just love me. They want to be involved with me. They are running to me. They are hugging me. Even if I walk in the town center in Promenade and there's children walking there with their parents, they run to me just to give me that hug, you know, that love, because that is what I'm giving them. I think that is most important, to keep the children of God in a happy mode. Thank you.
Absolutely. And thank you, Mark, for joining me tonight on The Social Impact. That's Mark Jenniker, local art teacher based in Cape Town and doing some exceptional things. You can go and listen to more podcasts on kwmedia.life. Alternatively, check us out at KWM Socials on all forms of social media. So till tomorrow, from myself, Keenan Williams, keep rocking SA. Bye-bye.